Welcome to the Building BN podcast, where we take an inside look at Bloomington Normal economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners. Hosted by your BN EDC.
So on today's Building BN podcast, we would like to welcome Charlie Moore, President and CEO of the McLean County Chamber of Commerce.
So the first question we always ask everybody is your history and background and actually how you ended up in Bloomington Normal.
So really good question. And first off, thanks for having me here today. It's great to be here and jump in on all of these questions of all the great things happening in Bloomington Normal. So my background come from a small family farm, right? And went to Farmington, went to community college, went to Bradley. You know, everyone goes to college and thinks, hey, I want to work for a chamber of commerce, right? Or I want to get involved in economic development. And so just by default, I happened to be a junior and knew someone who was leaving a role as an internship and a paid role through Illinois Central College at the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And so went down, interviewed, got the opportunity to take the role. 29 hours a week as a college student, so it was almost a full-time job, so work in school, and really fell in love with it. Just really the opportunity to not only meet the people, but engage in their process of understanding how they want to grow a business, why they want to start a business. I did everything from standing at the line of the unemployment office and working with people from a GED to a PhD who are interested in starting a business and promoting an 100 level class through ICC on working for yourself, writing a business plan. So I kind of got bit by the entrepreneurial bug, if you will. Grew up on a family farm, though, so that was instilled in us as far as work ethic and entrepreneurship and building your own business, if you will. From there, had the opportunity to go to a chamber in Schaumburg for a number of years, where I laughed to a lot of people where my hairline and waistline still reside. but a great opportunity to work with business on a very large scale. And then came back down and was with the East Peoria Chamber for about 7 years as they went through the transition of the evolution of what East Peoria has done in the last 15 years or so. And then I've been in McLean County going on about 14. So It so happenstance that I was friends with a chamber exec who was here, and I had left the chamber industry. I was in banking and had done 2 years in SBA specific commercial lending, 7A, 504, LODOC, and decided that maybe banking wasn't really where my interest truly was. And so Mike Malone, who was a chamber exec at the time, said, hey, I'm leaving. And I'm like, oh, let's talk about this.
Sure.
And had the opportunity to go through a national search and was afforded the chance to come here and have been here for the last 14 years.
Awesome. So over those 14 years, I know that you're big on traveling just because we're friends on Facebook. So I see all your photos. But is there a fun personal fact about yourself?
Fun personal fact. So traveling is definitely, that's one of my go-tos. You know, it's one that you wouldn't know by looking at me. But in all honesty, I do love running or jogging. I wouldn't really call it a run. But that's my time. That's my time to turn on my music and just collect my thoughts separately from what we do. And Patrick, you know, every day, you know, you never know what the next email or phone call is going to bring. And it's a chance to clear your mind and just get your thoughts and listen to your music and, you know, kind of shuts the kids' voices out of your heads of what's going on at home as well. And so a fun fact is just I really do enjoy, you know, the more I sweat, the happier I am. But outside of that, you nailed it on the head. You know, I'm a big believer in experiences. And I think that's another thing from an economic development, quality of life, quality of place for my family. You can buy the latest and greatest iPhone for a kid for Christmas, but they're never going to remember that. But that trip to wherever you choose to go and that experience, we just happened to go out to the East Coast this last week, which was great. And I have my kids asking me questions of things. I'm like, why don't you know this? You know, you go to Plymouth and I'm like, oh, it's Plymouth Rock. And like, yeah, we've heard about that. Well, you should know more than just have heard about it. Come on. You know, and so it's a lot of fun just to create those experiences and learn and relearn things we know as well.
So flipping the switch a little bit, do you have a little bit of fun facts about the McLean County Chamber of Commerce?
Fun facts about the chamber. Well, there's a lot of fun facts about the chamber. You know, and what makes up the chamber and what's fun about it is the people. And not just the staff, but the members, our board, the volunteer leaderships. I mean, we have 8 paid people at the chamber, right? But everything else is done through volunteer leadership. And so the fact that people are committed not only to the chamber, but the communities in which we serve throughout the county is incredible. And I think that, you know, my hat's off to all the people that will take time out of their schedule throughout the day to volunteer to serve in a leadership capacity. And Whitney, you know this as being the chair of our leadership McLean County and going through the interviews and building this next year's class. But that's really one of the most intriguing things is if you've seen one chamber, you've only seen one chamber. Chambers of Commerce could be involved involved in local tourism. They could be involved in the local fair. They could be involved in, you know, basically the welcome wagon to the community. They could be the tourism bureau. Chambers have a lot of different hats that they wear. Ours, you know, we're fortunate in our community to have a lot of different organizations that are our partners to do those types of things. And so a fun fact for us is that we really get a focus on, you know, our program of work and what our members' needs are and how we can be resourceful for what that looks like. And as we all know, it's been an interesting couple of years that we've had to live through. And so the willingness that people have had to not only continue to invest with us, but engage with us because they're committed to Bloomington Normal as a community. And that's something that not everybody has. So that's definitely a fun fact about not only the Chamber, but Bloomington Normal.
And then almost piggybacking on what we were talking about before we got on here, but your golf outing. So that was definitely a different day. Beautiful golf outing at the BCC Country Club. I got to play in that, and it was very nice. But so similar to me, you wear multiple hats, like you said. What would like a typical or atypical day look like for you running the Chamber of Commerce?
You know, there is no typical day, as you well know, and atypical describes it better. The way I usually define it is, you know, every day proves to be a new opportunity. It might not be the opportunity you wanted or that you were looking for or you knew that was coming, but that's the opportunity. And so how do you address those? And I think that there's, you know, there's so many different things throughout a day. And so I mentioned Whitney's role with our leadership in McLean County, our Bloomington Normal Young Professionals, our resource groups, our ECHI, which is launching a new association healthcare plan. You know, we've got a new electric co-op coming out right now. Utility rates is a big concern for a lot of our members. And so you just don't know what that next phone call, that next email is going to include. And so every hour is kind of a pivot to address what are the most relevant issues of the day. And so at the same time, it's what do we want to make sure that we're doing to keep our ear to the ground, to understand what the challenges are, you know, that our business is facing. And I'm sure we'll talk more about it later, but you know, we're in a unique position in Bloomington Normal right now. It's I almost refer to it as kind of a bipolar economy, depending on who you're talking to, based on what's going really well and what are the challenges. And depending on who your audience is and who you're talking to, could really, you know, change your answer or so on. So, yeah, there is no typical day to have a golf outing. And then, you know, the next day, you know, we're talking about, you know, the next election. And then the next day we're talking about, you know, issues that might be in downtown or uptown. Or the next day after that, it's what concert's happening, you know, this weekend kind of a thing. So that's another just a fun aspect about the Chamber, right, is that we get to be engaged and involved in so many different components of what makes us a thriving community.
Well, one thing that I learned very quickly early on is that the Chamber is always kind of a hub for the community. And so when you say there's no typical day, you guys have visitors that come in all the time. You know, they use that as a resource to ask you guys questions, to pick up all the amazing guides that you guys have for the community there. So I'm sure you're getting unexpected visitors quite often as well that just want to come in and talk to either you or one of your staff members about the services that you provide for the community.
Well, as I kind of talked about, right, so chambers are known as different things throughout different communities, right? And so we'll have all kinds of interesting folks that walk in the door. Some people that think we're the Social Security office, some people that think we're an arm of government, some people that think, you know, that we're a charitable organization looking for, you know, collecting food for whatever. And I mean, we get all kinds of people to walk through our door. And that's another thing that kind of makes it interesting, is that we want to make sure that all those people that do walk through our door, number one, walk out with perhaps a better understanding about the organization. And two, that, you know, that we welcome them back, that there's an opportunity for them to have a place at the table to engage with us in some way, shape, or form. And that goes into your point, as you know, as we welcomed and have welcomed and continue to welcome a lot of new people to Bloomington Normal, right? We want to make sure that we can be that welcome mat, provide that introduction to Bloomington Normal. How do we make sure that we provide invitations for them to engage in who we are as a community so they can find where they belong, that we can make those intentional connections to the right groups, whether that be a chamber organization group like our Young Professionals, or the right religious organization, or the right business organization, so they can establish relationships and really feel grounded and know that they're welcomed to be a part of the Bloomington Normal community, and that they choose to engage, which then hopefully they stay and continue to build our population, which turns into our workforce needs, right? To make sure that we have the people for the business that have invested in Bloomington Normal.
Well, one fun fact that I just now remembered is that I think you can talk a little bit about the share space that you guys have, because I think, is that something I think that kind of sets you apart from other chambers, is having that share space for the community?
So it, yes, in the short answer, but it's becoming more commonplace. I think that after COVID, a lot of chambers realized, you know, we have a unique marketplace because we have a lot of people coming through Bloomington Normal that have offices in Peoria and Champaign and Springfield and Decatur, and to the point of being a hub, you know, where's that workspace where I can go and set up a laptop and do some work for a little while I'm going between different office locations? locations. And so we welcome a lot of people that come to the share space, some that have monthly memberships that come routinely, some that might just come for an afternoon, some that rent the space because they're hosting an event in there as well. But that space is open and available to the community to use, and it's got a kitchen and it's got a conference room and it's got space that and anyone's welcome to use that space. And it's very, very minimal charge, and all that information is available on our website. But it's something that I think is definitely relevant for people who are still looking to make those, and you'll hear me say a lot, intentional connections, right? And so if you're still looking to connect, and maybe you're not looking to have a lunch, or maybe it's more than a coffee, what is a place where I can sit down and have a meaningful opportunity to visit with someone and talk about that business opportunity, or put on my headphones and work quietly by myself in a place with other people doing the same thing. And our share space allows just that very opportunity.
So you just covered a couple of different topics. I want to rewind a little bit. But like a lot of the programs that you were referencing, the Young Professionals, Leadership McLean County, those are, in our mind, really focus on the talent retention. Mm-hmm. So part of that workforce ecosystem, the one that Whitney just mentioned, is really one of the main phases when it comes to an entrepreneurship ecosystem. And I think that people just need to realize if we talked about partnering on a lot of different things. When I got here, it seemed like, you know, there was one person you went to for individual things. And I was like, that's not how ecosystems work. Like, literally, there's a lot of people playing in these spaces. And for us right now, I found it a challenge just to try to outline all those resources, because they're kind of scattered, especially with entrepreneurship. Workforce, we're getting there. So at least we know, like, who's in the space, what tools are available, and then try to figure out what do we want to be when we grow up. So it's nice to see you guys expand on the YP things, and especially with all the newbies that are coming the town, because our fear is that if they get here and they don't get integrated, they're only going to be here a couple of years. And I think it's a great way, and another plug for Whitney's program that she's doing with you guys. That's a really good way not only to develop leadership skills, but also, you know, get involved in the community.
So those three different groups that you talked about really intersect closely. Our Young Professional group, Leadership McLean County, which really can be anyone. That's not necessarily a Young Professionals group. We've got 21 to 71 that have gone through that program. And so, but then when you look at the new residents that are coming in and taking a look at how do we intermingle those groups to make sure that there's connectivity, that they can see through. And there are some programs like Young Professionals. It doesn't require you to be part of the chamber, right, to be a member of that group. We want to encourage and invite anyone who's a young professional looking to build their connections personally or professionally in Bloomington Normal to land there. And so talking about the workforce ecosystem, really, you know, we want people to stay. We want people to really understand what Bloomington Normal has to offer. And sometimes, you know, what I've been told is that you almost have to live here to really understand it. Sometimes you might not get it if you're coming from other places. And so, but when you are here, you've made that choice to come here. How do we know who you are and then invite you in? And I think that's really important, not only for people who've been recruited to Bloomington Normal as a young professional, but also our college students. You know, we're blessed to have multiple campuses within our community that we can draw from people who are coming from all over the globe to Bloomington Normal to come to school. And so the opportunity to get students invited off of campus into other places of the community, and whether that's through the music scene that we have going on through the summer, which has been great this year as that's continued to bolster excitement and opportunity in both uptown and downtown, but also throughout the year with internships and opportunities to really make relationships and, again, intentional connections. So when they graduate or they choose to stay for the summer, hey, there's opportunity here. You know, when you look at ISU specifically, where, you know, between 70 and 80% of their population comes from the Chicagoland market, you know, those folks are already used to Illinois. They're already used to the good things and the not so good things, you know, that come with the last name of Illinois. And so guess what? You're only 2 hours from mom and dad. So there's an opportunity to gain some independence, get that opportunity, but still be close enough to home. And so really focusing on, you know, the college student age and the young professional, but also making sure that we're mindful of the mid-age professional that comes under 30s. You know, both of us were, you know, Patrick and I were both kind of relocated here, mid-age, if you will, to come and, you know, raising our families and engaging with the community. And where do folks like us also engage and become invited to participate in Bloomington Normal, so you build those roots and stay connected and choose to stay here?
I think that's kind of one of the more exciting aspects that you see out of Leadership McLean County. It's not just young professionals or new people that are moving to the community. So oftentimes in the last couple of years, I've seen those that have either started new careers, new positions, and want a reintroduction into Bloomington Normal. So we have a lot of the times those in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s that have been here for so long that they might be a little bit out of touch with what is going on in the community, and they just want to be reintroduced. So I think the Chamber, and then, you know, more specifically Leadership McLean County, does an amazing job for that, for anyone that just wants to either become connected or get reconnected with the community. So that's some aspects I love about that program.
Yeah, it's not just there's not just programs for young professionals, but also the young at heart. So like you said, like us, we're still trying to figure it out. And also touching on what you said earlier about you have to live here or be here to really get it. And I think that's been the theme and some of the challenge when it comes to the branding initiative that we're partnering on right now is we hired DCI. DCI is a great group that has done this all over the nation. Came in, did multiple focus groups, lots of studies, came up with 7 key messages, and I think they really captured us. And we're getting really close to hopefully, maybe by the end of next month, launching this new brand logo. But before we get there, I think it'd be a good idea to talk about the ambassadors and like what that's going to look like, that you're going to have these community champions, because I don't want this to end up like I've seen in some other communities where, you know, you do this cool branding thing and it kind of goes on the shelf and there might be some banners. Like, we need to live this. Like, we have to go tell this story. And so we really need to focus on, you know, who those people are and who can, you know, pass this forward.
100%. You know, and it's with a huge thanks to the EDC for championing this effort, because it's something that's been long overdue. For the folks that are listening, you know, and I share this routinely, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves is hashtag BlowNo. That's been here since I've been here.
You know, that's really popular with the college students. I learned that in my focus groups, that they primarily use BlowNo when they describe this area.
And I'm showing my age some when I say that. Because it's just, you know, it makes my skin crawl just a little bit. So I'm really looking forward to the launch of this new brand identity. But importantly, you know, to the point about you having to live here to know here, and people just who have been here for 6 months, to people who've been here for 50 years. And there's definitely a disconnect for those who just know what is to be true versus what opportunities exist and haven't realized the changes that have taken place. My eye opening was this, you know, I was out of town this last week and I stopped in this small town. And I'm like anyone in a chamber role, right? You're scoping out what other people are doing in their communities and what's cool and what do you take pictures of and what do you want to emulate. And I stopped in one shop and I talked to a lady and I said, oh, you know, you've got a great community. You've got to be so proud about the aesthetics how clean and what's going on. And her immediate response was, well, it's not what it used to be, you know, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, that happens everywhere, you know, and it's just, and so as we, you know, look at launching this new brand campaign and identity, you know, to build the enthusiasm about Bloomington Normal from the 18-year-olds to the 80-year-olds, about the attributes that we have here that sometimes we forget about, to the things that have happened here that we don't know about, to the things that, you know, you've got to keep up, right? There's changes that are happening across the globe, and we're trying to attract talent from across the globe. And so what are we doing from a quality of life and quality of place perspective? And then how do we talk about it? And, you know, one of the things that you've heard me talk before, and Patrick, you know this, and Whitney, you probably do too. You know, when you're on a sales role and someone's looking at Bloomington Normal to come here, the first thing out of someone's mouth, oh, it's a great place to raise a family. And they're 100% right. I have thoroughly enjoyed raising. When I came here, I had a commuting kindergartner and a 9-month-old, right? And so it's been an amazing place. I now have a college student and a high school student, right? And so we've loved every minute of being able to raise our kids here, but that's not in everyone's, you know, ideal situation. They're not looking at raising a family. They might be childless or child-free, or they might not ever intending on having a spouse. And so what are we doing to make sure that we're making this an environment for everyone to come? And I think as those changes continue, how the brand addresses that and how we build enthusiasm. And so you tapped on the ambassador comment. And I really think it's, you know, our hope is that, you know, between the Chamber and EDC and bringing folks to the table to really understand those attributes and then go out and sell them hard, not just to people looking to come to Bloomington Normal, but to those who are here already, so we can better understand and be our own champions about these are the amazing assets and attributes that Bloomington Normal offers, because we've got so many. And it's just, how do we talk about them in a way that just really builds excitement for people who've been here for a long time, as well as people who might be thinking about coming to Bloomington Normal?
Yeah, and that was one where even getting here and putting together a strategic plan, I put it at the bottom for a reason, because I know it's a major undertaking. And the last one I think was done in 2015, maybe. So it's due. It's definitely time to do it. But yeah, we did one in Decatur. We did one up in Tinley Park. And I know the amount of collaboration and effort that goes into it. And, you know, as you were saying, like everybody, it doesn't matter where you go, people are going to say some negative things here. And it's funny with Illinois. Outside of Illinois is amazing. So I just got back from DC at a foreign direct investment conference called Select USA, and we had this booth, Team Illinois, and all these other countries are coming up, and they're like, oh yeah, Illinois is like, the funny thing was they knew Chicago, they knew Michael Jordan, and they knew Rivian. And so I became a really hot commodity there. I was like, hey, I can tell you about Rivian. But no, I mean, outside of Illinois, there's not negative talk about Illinois. And so this brand, and honestly, from being a transplant, I did go to ISU, but I never really got that here. There's always been positive vibes in this place. And even when Whitney started, I asked her, I was like, so what's your take on it? And she's like, there's an electric feel here. And I was like, yeah, if there's a way to capture that. And so hopefully with what we've done with this brand and all the feedback and the logo that's going to be coming out pretty soon, I think we've got enough stories. And like you said, the right people telling the right stories is going to be key, because what resonates to me is not going to resonate to the 18-year-olds that are right next door, my daughter who's over there as well. But having someone in that role that can speak their language, like you said, like, I don't like hashtag blow no either. But what's going to resonate with you, because it varies on your stage of life and what you're into. But this is a place, and I think that's the key with the Twin City. There is so much here that I think a lot of people probably take for granted. And I know coming in doing economic development, I know a lot of people did, because this is very fertile ground. A lot of disposable income, very safe place, great for families. But yeah, if you're young or young at heart, like, the music scene is way better than I expected it to be. And especially with the restaurants, which almost leads us into the next one, to where if you're going to have your perfect day in Bloomington Normal and you're showcasing it to, I don't know, top talent, maybe a new dean at the ISU, where are you taking them to show off our community?
Oh my gosh, you know, that's a loaded question, because there are so many things to see. And anytime that we have that opportunity, it's just a matter of really understanding kind of what their interests are, because there are so many different aspects to show off in Bloomington Normal that you want to make sure that they see what relevant or resonates with what their interests are. I mean, you can do anything, you know, with some folks, I've done an early morning run on Constitution Trail, because that shows off. You can see so many different things, from neighborhoods to uptown to getting into downtown. You can see that. You know, then you go to grab a cup of coffee at a local coffee shop, and you can listen to the chatter. And you've heard and you've told the story before, you know, Rivian's story about coming and listening to the conversations that happen within the local coffee shops. Just, you know, I'm married to a therapist who, when I die, she'll finish her lifelong case study and finish her thesis. But, you know, so I'm talking to her and she's listening to people around me. Well, doing that same thing, taking people and just listening to the conversations of what's happening, the excitement, and you talked about capturing that electric feel, right? And so getting that enthusiasm to what other people are seeing and just building on top of that, you know, then whether you're staying in uptown and downtown and whether you're hitting a lunch there or driving out to, you know, show off Epiphany Farms Farm, you're getting out into the rural communities, you're taking a look at Lexington and walking through their downtown, you're going out to up to Downs, which is where I live, and taking a look in the last 10 years, the amount of change that has taken place in that small community, and getting that community vibe, that excitement, that thrill, because when you get into the smaller communities too, you definitely feel a lot more of that pulse, where people are really proud of their community and of their schools and of their students. And then you bring it back in, and you come to, and whether you're looking at the BCPA, you're going to the Art Center to take a look at arts here in Uptown Normal with the new art station, or what's going on with, you know, collaborative with ISU. If you want to go through college campuses and walk through that, hit a Corn Belchers game to top off the night, and then stop for a cool brew at one of our brew pubs, you know, to finalize the night. Wow. I mean, that's a day. And there's so much more that you could squeeze into that day depending on what someone's interests are. So for me, I mean, that kind of would be one of my ideal days, is to, because then you get to capture so many different conversations and so many different feels. You get the local buzz, you get small business buzz, you get hear from residential, you get to see some scenery on the trail, you get out to the rural communities, you pick up a different vibe, you come back in, you enjoy in just socialization at a ball game at the end of the night, and have a beverage with someone and talk about the day. It doesn't get any better than that, and that's all offered right here. And we just need that electric buzz and people to realize that and bring them along for the ride.
So more specifically, do you have a favorite BN food item or something that's a can't miss when you come to town?
Oh, you know, that's such a loaded
question.
You can
name a few. You're not just limited to just one.
Just one. If you got like a top five.
You know, and so it's one of those, I walk my talk. So, I mean, I'm very careful. I mean, I really not only talk about, but also patron our chamber members, right? Those that are members of the organization, and really, and as you can tell, as I mentioned earlier, yes, I like to exercise, but I also like to exercise a fork. And I do that really, really well.
I need that as a quote in my kitchen.
And I had someone one time tell me, sitting at a meeting, you know, you can't outrun the fork, and they're exactly right. But at the end of the day, you know, one of my favorites in town, and it's only because of my farming background. So I'm a big sweet corn snob. Mm. And in fact, this weekend, going out to the farm to pick some sweet corn, and Epiphany Farms, they come out and they tell you how they cook what they cooked. And they bring out the steamed corn that they talk about picking it at 4 o'clock in the morning, so it captures all of the natural sweetness. And then they add the sauteed vegetables, and then they take the broth and they pour that over ever so gently on top of it, and then garnish it. And my mouth is, I'm drooling a little bit right now thinking about it. It's a unique
They create thing. An experience.
Totally is. Mm-hmm. And that's, and you buy that, right? You buy that, but the food matches the experience as far as the taste. Now, then if you want to cap that off with a tofu donut or something like that there too, I mean, that's incredible. But there are so many different great new eclectic tastes around town. I mean, Bloom and culture for me as far as foods, I'm pretty much a salt and pepper kind of guy, right? So it's really pushing me to get out and try some of these new restaurants. That they have incredible food there from the Indian cuisine. I mean, I look at Baxter's, of course you've got Biagi's and Ancho and you know the bigger ones, and of course, you know, everyone who's ever been to Bloomington Normal knows Avanti's, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm going to a conference next week, and I've already been requested to bring a couple cases of bread with me when I go. Yes. So, I mean, we are blessed with a lot of those things, but you know, if I was having the ultimate experience, the corn chowder at Epiphany Farms would be my go-to every time.
Yeah, that's a really popular, it's probably our number one as well. And we had, I think it was like three site selectors in town for a regional conference, and we got lucky that the state chipped in and helped host this. But we had Chef Stu at Bakery and Pickle opened up a private event for us and just knocked their socks off. Like, these were people from South Carolina, Chicago, Indianapolis. And the big takeaway was really that there was more here than they expected. We're really innovative, but we're also green and environmentally minded. And that was something that they just didn't think that we had going on here. But yeah, Chef Stu and what they're doing at Epiphany, that sealed the deal. Like, it was one thing to go see Rivian and see how that was going on and some other things with carbon sequestration down in Decatur, but then to have that type of a food here is not something that you're probably realize. And I think that's a big selling point for us. And it's not just that we have so many food options or all these different communities that we can go to, it's half the price. that's the multiplied side. It's literally half of what you're going to get in Chicago.
Absolutely. And you know, and I think this, as we talk about the brand and the sales points of Bloomington Normal, people want experiences, mm-hmm. right? And I think that, you know, with the introduction of, you know, between the Corn Crib and the Castle and the Stable and the music scenes going on there, the Black Dirt Festival is coming up, you know, soon. Mm-hmm. We've got the Saturdays on the Square. You know, you've got the Sweet Corn Festival coming up in Uptown Normal and the Sugar Creek Art Festival. There are so many things. And it's how do we communicate that and bottle up the experience that you can get from those types of things? And that's really what people are looking for, right? And not only Bloomington Normal, but people in Peoria, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur. You know, we can package those and sell those and bring those into town and let people also experience that and build a bigger grassroots network to talk about how their experience was in Bloomington Normal. And so, looking at the food scene, and again, there's so many good options and so many small independent restaurants. You know, when I first came to town 14 years ago, there was a big kind of a, you know, I would say negative conversation about all the chains that were along Veterans Parkway. And I said, well, drive a block off, right? And take a look and do a little bit more of a deeper dive and do your own investigation. Just don't go on hearsay on what you heard someone else say, right? Mm-hmm. Do your own investigation. And how do we create some tours of our smaller local owned businesses not only do we've got great, you know, chain restaurants, and we certainly appreciate and I'm glad they're here, but the small local mom and pop, you know, the local farm to fork, the different types of food availability that caters to so many different palates. And, you know, I think we could, and I'd be the first to champion a food tour, followed by a tour of old fashions around Bloomington Normal, too.
No, we literally, when I first got that town, I was like, hey, I'm from Decatur. I want all the dive bars. And so we literally went on a dive bar tour, and some of the best, one of the best burgers in town, if you like heat, you know, over at the Western Taft,
Cowboy, so good.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Super hot. But yeah, just,
I've not had that one yet.
It's got ghost pepper cheese on it with jalapenos. So.
All right, I've never been there, so.
That's what helps sell really the beverages nice. To go along with it, because you need them.
Sounds good.
You need it to keep up. But yeah, wonderful little neighborhood bar, but that's something you're not going to see, because yeah, we were at one point, I think the number one in the nation, chains per capita. So that's what we got known for. But yeah, the local flair is awesome. And it's also why we have to do this branding campaign, because we did this study with the ISU students and they were asking us for things like, you guys need to get more than one brewery. Like, we like to still, but it'd be great if you had more than one brewery. And we're like, are you kidding me? Like, we're getting close to seven now.
Right.
But also it'd be nice if you guys had a farmer's market. And I'm like, okay, so we need to figure out a way to get on social media, launch a branding campaign, let you know what we already have going on.
And that goes back to my diatribe that I continue to talk about, the trolley tours, right? Getting people, getting an experience. So getting you on whether it's, you know, partnering with Connect Transit and partnering with a trolley, or what we can do to provide those experiences to make it easy to get, whether it's out of, you know, off of campus, out of a neighborhood to get to downtown to take a look at. That Saturday farmers market is incredible.
Yes.
And the food choices and selections that you have and the entertainment that goes along with it is just...
Oh, dog watching too. A lot of great dogs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place to go hang out and grab a cup of coffee and just people watch, right, too, on a Saturday morning. So you've got that. And again, I can't emphasize enough. I mean, it's been talked about for the last several years, but to see the Saturdays on the square and the outdoor entertainment venues pop up in uptown and downtown is just incredible. And that's what people want. Is the opportunity, because now you're meeting people on a social level. It's a much different feel. It's a great vibe. You can support local business by grabbing a drink or grabbing something to eat while you're in the uptown or downtown areas. And it really, that's what builds a sense of community, right? And it's this last weekend downtown, I don't know how many people were there, but it was probably a couple thousand people. And lawn chairs, as far as you could see, both directions of the museum with this, the stage in the corner. Beautiful weather. Concerned about rain, but it held off and it did fine. But it just, those are the types of things that, you know, we want to bottle and capture and sell, mm-hmm. and let people know if you're not coming, you're missing it. You're missing it. And so a lot of opportunity there.
And you mentioned supporting businesses. So this one should be an easy one for you for as long as you've been in the game. But why does economic development matter?
Oh my gosh. Well, how much long do we have to go here?
Hey, this is unlimited. There's no cap on it.
Yeah, there's no cap.
Until I get edited out.
That's right. I do have the power to edit at the end.
You know, it's the local business. I mean, the old adage is a dollar turns seven times in the community in which it was spent, right? And I don't know if there's an updated version of that, but that's kind of the story that I continue to tell. And for McLean County, I mean, it's also, if it were a state, we'd be the 13th largest in corn production. So, I mean, there's some really unique facts about Bloomington Normal, but just the fact of supporting those local businesses. I mean, look at COVID and all the toll that took out on some of our smaller businesses. These business owners are the ones who are not only providing jobs, but they're the ones that people are going to first for, hey, my kid's baseball team needs a sponsor. Hey, I need to, would you give to this particular charity? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, these businesses are more than willing and they're contributing and they're giving back. And so when they have the opportunity to grow their business, it means they're adding product, they're adding service, which means they're adding people, which means they're putting more money back into the pockets of those people who are spending those dollars back here in Bloomington Normal. And so it's incredibly important as we continue to take a look at, you know, the small business is a crux, right? It's the backbone of business. And so as a chamber's role, that's one of the things you're always going to hear us say is, you know, we want you to support all business. We know that business is also a keystroke away. So, you know, understanding that business is online as much as it is in person now, but there's still that connectivity to our local folks that has all the ability to make a difference. And Bloomington Normal has been blessed to have a lot of recession-proof types of industry. So as we hear a lot about recession right now, right, as we talk about inflation and supply chain and workforce and recession, we've got a lot of industry here that helps us stay a bit more insulated than communities that surround us. And so as we look at how do we continue to support ourselves by going to the store, by if you buy online, go for the in-store pickup, you know, making sure that, you know, when you're giving, that you're giving to local organizations, that you're being charitable, that you're working with our nonprofits. A lot of conversation with our nonprofits, I mean, they're one of our largest employers cumulatively, mm-hmm. and the money they put back into our community through employment and through service is incredible. And I know the EDC did a report, and it's on your website, that provides a lot of more statistics and data on that. But that's, you know, without having that kind of local support, they couldn't survive and provide the services that we need that helps us continue our insulation. And so, I mean, I could talk all day about the importance of local business, but at the end, you know, it's incredibly important to really pay attention to where you spend your money, how you spend your money, where it goes to, and notice what those businesses are doing and giving back and what they're doing. Because when you have people talking about the challenge of hiring employees, that's a threat to their business. That's mm-hmm. a threat to them to being able to, you've seen a lot of restaurants who haven't been able to open up for a lunch service or a dinner service because they don't have the staff. And so you're gonna see a lot more automation, I think, over the coming years as people figure out. And there are some restaurants locally who are figuring out how they do a lot more of the ordering and even food delivery through mm-hmm. automation. We have a member that has robots, right? And I mean, that's coming. That's, you know, when I was a kid, the Jetsons was kind of that's never gonna happen in my lifetime. And hold on, right? Because you know in the world that you live in and seeing all the automation and robotic technology, that people have to get innovative of how they continue to make their businesses go. So that local support is just imperative. It's absolutely imperative. And Bloomington Normal has been successful for so long. And as we continue to grow, that continued support of local business is only going to make us stronger.
And speaking of job openings, I believe you've got one.
We do. You know, it's along with all of our other members, you know, and so it's the fight and the war on talent, right, is what we look at. But as a chamber, we do currently have an opening. So, you know, Whitney's talked a little about leadership in McLean County, and you've heard me mention Bloomington Normal Young Professionals. Our current programs manager is leaving us to go back to school, and we wish him all the best in furthering his education and building his career. He's done a great job for the chamber, and as he leaves that role empty, you know, really this position will integrate a lot of things we talked about, our LMC, our young professionals, our workforce efforts, and becoming BN and how we welcome people to Bloomington Normal, because all of those integrate together. You're talking about the same audience. And so it's a program manager role. The job description's on our website. I'm happy to field any calls, you know, whether you, through social media, through email, through online. But we will look to fill that role relatively soon. But, you know, we have other opportunities with growth within our program of work at the Chamber, too. So there'll be continued opportunities to join us as well. And even if you're not looking for a job, but if you're looking for an opportunity to engage, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities. And we started our conversation today talking about, you know, that's one of our uniques is the number of people that can engage with us. Hop online because there is a volunteer form there, and we'll be glad to plug you in at some place that you feel of interest that's going to personally and professionally fulfill your needs of being a part of the community.
And you just had an advocacy manager just start not too long ago. Is that correct?
We did. We did.
And can you tell us a little bit more about what that role is going to look like for both the chamber and the community?
Absolutely. So that role's been empty for the last couple of years through COVID. And Aubrey Byram, who just joined our team, has been with us for not quite a month now, but is going to play an imperative role because as a chamber, we certainly want to make sure that we're advocating for pro-business policy. You know, and we want to pay attention. As a small business right now, you're trying to find employees, and you're trying to build your supply chain issues, and you're trying to sell your product and do your service. There are things that happen sometimes that you don't have the opportunity to know about. And so part of her role would just be paying attention to local, state, and federal, primarily local and state, because that's where we have, I mean, the majority of issues that affect a business happen at a local level, you know, some at the state and then also at the federal, but just paying attention to what's happening. We'll be building a legislative agenda for 2023 that we'll be building a new legislative committee or policy committee, just to be mindful of what are the things that, you know, Bloomington Normal has going well that can help enhance and grow and increase business success and profitability and opportunity within those different legislative agenda topics. But then what are other things that might be prohibitive or perhaps challenging to business as well that we're paying attention to and being mindful of? And so that will be the lion's share of her role, is just paying attention to what's happening at local, state, and federal level. And we'll take some delegations to Springfield, and we may do a DC trip this next year based on policy, right? And so really looking at, because the EDC does a great job with the One Voice trip, looking at bringing dollars back to our community, which is so important, but we also want to make sure we're looking at what are policies that are helpful or prohibitive to businesses at the same time. So that would be primarily her role with the organization. She also manages, we have a CEO council, so that group is probably about 2 years old and taking a look at, you know, where they can really engage in growing, especially the quality of life and quality of place and enhanced investment in Bloomington Normal from a private sector investment standpoint. So that's really their role. She'll be managing that group as well. So along with the political action committee that the chamber has, she'll just be a staff liaison in that role. So yeah, it has a few things on.
I was gonna say a lot of things happening.
You find that at the chamber office, there's that bottom line we all suffer from all other duties as assigned. Mm-hmm. We all get tagged with that.
Yeah, I know. So there's no way to cover everything. It'd be like, you know, us sitting down and talking about everything that we do here at the EDC. I know we've missed something, but is there anything else you wanted to cover while we've got you on here?
I don't think so.
I do have one thing, too.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so I just did want to mention, to go along with the chamber, that Leadership McLean County is currently looking for projects that have a positive impact on McLean County. So currently, we are in our open application period for our Leaders on Loan. So just a little bit more information about Leaders on Loan is that it provides community businesses and organizations with a highly skilled LMC task force team that develops specific program or accomplishes projects that impact, again, McLean County. So that is currently open right now. That task force is free volunteers. They are consisting of about 3 to 4 local business individuals that is given to your business or organization for free to help you with a project for about 9 months. So it's a huge resource. Again, that open application period is happening right now, and we are accepting those applications to August 15th.
Great plug, and absolutely.
I want to make sure I got that in.
Yeah, if you take a look at some of the projects that our class did this last year, those are incredible resources and value adds to really help do work that you don't otherwise have the time or the resources to do. So absolutely looking forward to getting those applications in to see where we can provide help this year. Two things I will add that I mentioned in brief earlier that I think need maybe another 30 seconds of add. As of July 1, we rolled out our new association healthcare plan. And so this is incredible because we do partner with Health Alliance, and we've been partners with them for 25 years. And the Affordable Care Act kind of, I would say, neutered our ability to provide discounts for businesses, which is what it was built to do initially, was to allow businesses to group together and create a pool. That went away with the Affordable Care Act. But coming back with this association health plan, what it allows us to do, especially as the one-person businesses, is to bring them in under a group so they can have up to a 70% discount of what would have been an Affordable Care Act rate, along with expanded opportunities through what the benefits of the program. So I would highly encourage any listeners that are interested to bid out or take a look at what that might look like for them to either reach out to me, or we have a list of all of our providers on the website, all of our local providers, and or we'd be happy to provide a referral too. But that certainly is, we're all looking for cost saving measures right now to take a look at benefits that are afforded. We've had two businesses I know just pick it up recently because they've not offered health insurance before because they couldn't. They just provided a stipend and let their employees go on the Affordable Care Act and do it alone on their website. Now they're using a broker to actually be the resource to help guide their employees to have a more substantive plan. So that's incredible. So that's, I think, a really big thing that we're rolling out that's important. The other is we've also recently partnered with a group called Good Energy as our energy cohort, and really taking a look at right now for those who've opened their July utility bills and went, what happened? We know that that's a huge source of concern for our members right now. And there's been a lot of fluctuation in the rates just in the last week. And I think that's going to continue as well. So we're offering just free consultation. There's no cost. There's no charge. There's no need to buy anything. Important is that, can you just do an audit of my energy use to tell me, are there ways that maybe I can shut my power off for a day and sell back so I get a check back, right, and get some rebating for not using as much energy? There's a lot of that opportunity. And so that's also available. And you can call me, email me directly. It's on our website as well to have that. But right now, cost-saving measures and trying to find opportunities for our businesses to not only have the benefits but reduce some of their expenses is a big thing as they continue to take a look at some of the workforce supply chain inflation issues that we talked about earlier today.
And we'll put it in the show notes, but what is your website address?
Absolutely. McLean, C-O, short for county, chamber, McLeanCOchamber.org.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on.
Perfect.
No, appreciate the opportunity. You know, I tell you, it's the opportunity, the collaboration that the Chamber has with the EDC. And, you know, we have a lot of shared board members. We have a lot of shared investors. We have a lot of people who truly are invested in the success of Bloomington Normal. And for the ability to do a program like this with you today, but for our teams to work together. And we talked earlier about the referral sources and who's doing what and making sure that we all know who's kind of playing in our own sandbox is incredible. And I think it's something that doesn't happen everywhere. Mm-hmm. And really appreciate the opportunity to have the partnership that we have with the EDC and the work that you do, and looking forward to what 2023 is going to bring as we continue to see things continue to move and shake.
Yeah, no, this economy is not slowing down anytime soon.
That's right. let's ride that wave.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Tune in next week as we continue to take an inside look at Bloomington Normal's economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners, and learn more about our BN Advantage.